All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Brother and sisters, welcome back. If you've ever felt stuck, blocked, or unsure of what's next, this word is for you. Today I want to remind you that with God, there's always a way. And if you walk by faith, you will find it. Sometimes life can look like a closed hallway. Doors locked, lights off, and no path in sight. But here's the truth. With God, there is always a way. Not sometimes, not maybe, always. And by faith, you'll find that path, even if it's hidden in the dark. This message is for anyone who feels cornered, delayed, stuck, or invisible. Because where man says no way, God whispers, "Watch me make one." When God is in your story, even the impossible becomes a setup for a miracle. It's not about having the whole blueprint. It's about having the faith to take one step. Hebrews 11:1 reminds us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means you don't have to see the whole road to know it leads somewhere. With God, your faith isn't empty. It's a key that unlocks what eyes can't see. There is no such thing as a dead end when God is your guide. What looks like a trap to the human eye is often a tunnel to the divine. When the world places a no-entry sign in front of your dream, God installs a back door nobody else can see. And when you move by faith, not fear, not feelings, that hidden door opens not because you earned it, but because grace built it. God is not intimidated by the size of your problem. He's just waiting for the size of your faith to catch up with his promise. Faith is your passport to places logic will never take you. It's not your education, your background, or your resume that will unlock your next season. It's the fire inside you that believes God is still writing the story, even when the page looks blank. Your surroundings don't have to confirm it. Your friends don't have to understand it. You just need to know deep down, God said it. And that settles it. Don't look for a way. Look to the way. Jesus didn't come to point you toward a better life. He came to be the very life inside you. When you walk with him, even the impossible becomes inevitable. Don't worry about how you'll make it. Trust who you're walking with. The way, the truth, and the life is already ahead of you, preparing your next step. You've been thinking the way will come to you. But maybe it's already beneath your feet. Maybe the Red Sea parts when you step in. When Israel stood still, the water blocked them. But when Moses lifted his hand in obedience, the wind blew all night and made a path no one expected. It wasn't a bridge. It was a miracle road carved through chaos. Even Jesus had to walk by faith. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "If there's another way, take this cup from me." But then he surrendered, "Not my will, but yours." And through that surrender, he walked a painful path that became the way of salvation for the world. God specializes in creating rivers in deserts and highways in wildernesses. He is not limited to what already exists. He's the creator, not the copier. So stop waiting for familiar signs and start trusting in the unfamiliar voice. If he said go, then go. If he said build, then build. If he said trust, then lean hard. Your miracle isn't in the comfort zone. It's in the obedience zone. Sometimes faith is messy. It doesn't always feel holy. Sometimes it's tear-stained, shaky, and desperate. But God honors faith that moves, not just faith that feels strong. Even if all you have is a mustard seed, he says that's enough to move mountains. Sometimes the breakthrough isn't what you expected. It's better. We think the way should be straight, painless, and fast. But God often leads us the long way to prepare us for the weight of what's coming. The scenic route with God is still the safest one. He knows what shortcuts would crush you and which detours will deliver you. Trust the detour. It's part of the design. God doesn't need ideal conditions to move. He just needs your trust. He doesn't wait for sunny skies to open heaven. He works in storms. He shapes through pressure. He reveals through pain. And often, the answer you're praying for won't show up in comfort, but in chaos. Not because God enjoys your struggle, but because he knows growth requires resistance. Faith doesn't mean it's always easy. It means it's always possible. With God, you can go through fire and not burn. With God, you can walk through the flood and not drown. When you think you're at the end, remember what Psalm 77:19 says. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. God walks with you even when you can't trace him. You may not see the path, but he's still leading. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. He waits until it looks impossible so there's no confusion about who gets the glory. If you could have fixed it, you would have by now. If they could have helped you, they would have. But some breakthroughs are God designed so that when it happens, there's no other explanation but this. He made a way. Your faith is not small because your life feels hard. On the contrary, it takes greater faith to trust God when nothing's working. It takes maturity to keep showing up in worship when your heart is breaking. It takes fire to believe there's a future when the present feels dark. And it's exactly that kind of unshakable, sweat-stained faith that moves heaven. The power of faith is not in how loud it shouts, but how consistently it moves. You don't need thunder. You need consistency. You need to get up again tomorrow, speak life again, knock again. Elijah's servant didn't see the cloud on the first check, but the seventh time. A storm was coming. Don't give up in lap six. Don't measure your destiny by your surroundings. You could be in a dry place, a lonely place, a confused place. But if God's hand is still on you, that's all that matters. Remember Hagar in the wilderness? Everyone else forgot her. But God found her, named her child, and gave her a promise in a place that felt like the end. Your location is not your limitation when God is involved. God never starts a story without finishing it. He's not like man who forgets. He doesn't drop his promises or change his mind halfway through. If he said he would do it, he will. In his way, in his time, for his glory. You didn't hear wrong. You didn't dream too big. Stay planted. The fruit is still coming. When faith rises, fear dies. The two can't live in the same room. You have to decide what voice will have the mic in your life. Will it be doubt that keeps you small, or faith that launches you into purpose? Choose faith. Choose movement. Choose trust, even when it's hard. You may not feel chosen, but faith reminds you that you are. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. You're not walking this path because you're perfect, but because he's purposeful. The same God who called Gideon from hiding is calling you to rise, even if you're scared. He sees what's in you, even if you don't. You don't have to understand everything to obey. Sometimes you won't know where the next step leads. But faith doesn't need a map. It needs momentum. God told Abram to go to the land I will show you. Not a location, not a plan, just a command and a promise. And that's often how he still works. He doesn't reveal the way until you start walking it. So get up again, try again, pray again, walk again. Not because everything is clear, but because the one who is leading you is faithful. He has never failed, and he won't start now. The way may not look like you expected, but God, even in silence, he's speaking. Even in darkness, he's guiding. Even when it's hard, he's building something you'll thank him for. Don't curse the unknown. Lean into it. Don't resist the stretch. Grow through it. Is not done writing the map. Because faith isn't just about trusting God to open the way. It's about becoming the person who can walk in it when it comes. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for being the way when there seems to be no way. We trust that with you, all things are possible. Strengthen our faith today. Guide our steps and open doors that no man can shut. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Please don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Comment below and subscribe for more faith-filled, powerful messages like this. God bless you.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.